This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is Total Information AM Sunday. Our producer, Drew Young, is telling me that I should ask John Hancock about that music.
Yeah, well, I have been absent without leave here these past few weeks, and I've been up, I've been awake, I just forgot to call in. So this morning, I remembered, Michael Kelly reminded me, and here I am.
Okay. All right, so gentlemen, let's start with the Pope and the conclave that's coming up. What influence would you say in these times does a pope have versus the past, do you think? I'll start with you, John.
Well, I mean, he's the leader of, I believe it's 1.6 billion Catholic parishioners worldwide. So obviously, it's a very important role in the world. It sets a sense of moral clarity for members of that church. And, you know, the pope is extremely influential. He's also the head of state. Of the Vatican. So it's going to be a monumental. We've not had a conclave in 20 years. Remember when Pope Francis was appointed, the Pope hadn't died. He just simply retired. That's Gus chiming in. So I think this is going to be, in terms of world history, this is going to be a very momentous time.
Any thoughts on that, Michael?
Well, I'm a Catholic, and I can tell you growing up, Scott, in most homes, most Catholic homes, there's a picture of the Pope. You know, in Irish families, it was a picture of John Kennedy and a picture of the Pope, and that's what we had in my house. And, you know, he's a significant influence on humanity. This particular Pope, much like John Paul II, I think had an outsized impact on the world, whether it be the roles that they've played in international affairs, or bringing a spotlight to folks that may not be that popular or maybe on the wrong side of the political discussion. And I think that's surely the case as it relates to migrants and immigrants. And Pope Francis led a moral clarity as it related to that. And I think that we'll see a future pope hopefully walk in the same steps.
Well, President Trump met with Volodymyr Zelensky, and it seemed to be a fairly friendly meeting compared to the last one, and also that Donald Trump has questioned Vladimir Putin's willingness to end the war with Ukraine. So do you think there might be a turning point here, John?
Well, that's really all up to Vladimir Putin, and I don't think Vladimir Putin wants the turning point. I mean, he'll take a ceasefire if he can keep the territory he already has, and he'll spend that time rearming and restaffing his military. What I don't think is going to happen is that you're going to have a meaningful pause in conflict that's indefinite. Russia's never honored one of these agreements, and Zelensky knows that to be true as well. And so I'm a little doubtful that we're going to get to any kind of a meaningful truce here, but I'm hopeful. I mean, you obviously would like to see an end to the bloodshed.
Michael?
Well, it was going to happen on day one, and it hasn't happened yet. And I think based on everything we've lived through in these 100 days where it feels like the United States seems to have switched sides, to me it was a bit refreshing, somewhat of a relief, to see the President of the United States sitting down with the man that is our ally, even though it was in the circumstances of being in the Vatican. I think it's encouraging that they continue to talk, and that we're talking to the Ukrainians rather than carrying the water of the Russians.
Let's move to the state level for a bit. Missouri Senate Republicans made another attempt this past week to kill voter-approved paid sick leave and the minimum wage hike. What is going on, Michael, from your perspective, in terms of these movements to overturn what the voters just approved a couple months ago?
Well, I think the reality is that when it comes to, you know, policy in the state of Missouri, this is a left of center state. And nearly every one of these types of initiatives, whether it be, you know, pay increase, Medicaid expansion, you know, things that are considered to be a bit more liberal, constantly are passing with the voters of the state of Missouri. Unfortunately, the way that the legislature legislative boundaries are drawn up, I think it gives an outsized representation of the Republicans. And it's unfortunate that they continue to want to overturn the will of the people. And it's also unfortunate that we're legislating via the ballot box and then having the legislature try to overturn it. It's not supposed to work this way. When the people speak, that's it. Let's move on.
It seems like an awful waste of money, too, promoting all these ballot initiatives, and then they get overturned. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, these are constitutional amendments, which means the legislature can't go in and fix something that was poorly drafted because it's in the Constitution. So the voters will have to take care of that. And there's some real concerns about the way this policy was drafted that was on the ballot, and a lot of business interests have complained and said this was going to put an onus on them, potentially put them out of business. And the legislature, I think, is trying to address some of the exuberance of that initiative. And it'll be up to the voters because it's a constitutional question.
All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Thanks as always, guys.
See you, brother.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you for showing up. It is Total Information AM Sunday.